Good morning, Church. I invite you, wherever you are, to thank God for His holy presence, wherever you are. His Holy Spirit is with you, with me, and even if we are in different places of the world, His Spirit is with us. I thank you, God, for your holy presence. Everybody who is calling to you, to your name, you come and stay in our questions, joy, pain, all the situations where it might seem to us that you are not present, but you promised us to stay. And I thank God for the peace that surpasses all the understanding. Father, you give your grace, your joy, because you love human being. Thank you for the opportunity to join together, to listen to your word, which you have very specific to everybody. I don't know, but you know. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to serve to everybody who is searching for truth. You are that person who patiently leads us and teach us to follow you. Thank you, and the whole community say amen. I can hear you saying amen. Before giving a sermon, I want to say that I miss so much. I miss your eyes, not through the glass. I miss your real smile and your tears. I miss your embrace, and we can't hug now each other. I miss Brother Mantas, your hallelujah, your loud hallelujah. I know you hear me. Say it now, so loud as you always do. Short time, and we will be able to meet each other. I want to give greeting also to one little brother, Adam, a boy who is texting me when he sees us serving you online. He kisses the display. People who are watching us in Norway, maybe in Japan, who knows, from every part of the world, from Lithuania, Ireland, I greet you all and miss you all. I also miss my high heels because in my village I can't walk with my high heels. I miss a lot of things. We will do the same things which we were doing, but with a different value when we hug each other physically, not through the distance, and the eyes which you see not through the glass. Now we will give new value to these things. Everything is good for those who love God. God makes everything good. You can't imagine it, but God is God, and He is not short of ideas. Just follow Him. My husband Darius presented today new series of the sermons, I will talk, my husband will talk, which is called a series in the bondage of control. Good message, good news to controlling person. I'm not talking about people who are checking your travel cards when you travel in London or whatever city. There are other controlling persons. Good news is the end has come, and you ask, what does it mean? The hour of freedom has come. When God raises His voice and His word, the reason is the time has come to get freedom. You can say loudly, the power comes. You understand that you need power. It's not enough to know the word. You need God's power to take you from darkness to light. And when the word from God comes, always the power comes for you to go free. I want to give a list of symptoms which show that we are not healthy in certain situations. I have my own conclusions which I made during my life when I was watching other people close to me, during my consulting people. I have noticed certain things and have summarized them. And the following lesson, we will learn how to break yourself free. Today, we shall see how we can recognize control, unhealthy control. My definition of unhealthy control is when you have schemes of thinking which are against God's word. These schemes are standing against, they confront God's word and they bring death, and it's not at the will of God. That's why today we shall look at these things without condemnation. God doesn't come to threaten you. Enemy comes. Enemy says that there is no exit for you. God is different. He is for you, for me, and He has solution. I, on my own, am hopeless, but God is my hope, and He shall lead me to freedom. Say this, and I say amen to that. Several symptoms I will mention. When you come to doctor, he usually asks you, what symptoms do you have? Temperature. What about your breathing? Is it good? Maybe we shall start from tension. a person doesn't have peace. If you ever have come to masseur, he asks to relax. Muscles reveal that a person has experienced stress for a long time. But the next thing is fear. Person lives in constant fear about his future, for his children, finances. The third is desire to know everything about everybody. There are people who want to know everything about their children. Usually children run from such parents. They avoid them. The other is when you have your own opinion and you push it by power. It's good to have your own opinion. But when nobody asks your opinion and you give advice to everybody and you think it's very important what you are saying. The other thing is when you can't relax and you can't play. These people can't sit peacefully, watch some sitcom. They have to check their phones. If somebody have texted, you can't relax for long a time. If they overslept, they condemn themselves. Also, it is good to plan, but it's not good when you are over-planning, when you have many versions of what if. Constant engine in your head, which is working. It's also a symptom of controlling person. Or you're waiting for a certain meeting with somebody and somebody, a pastor or employer, gives a call to you and says, I would like to talk to you. And you, the whole week beforehand this meeting, are knitting a dialogue in your head. If he says this and that, I will see this and that. And you are creating different versions. This is not God's will to lead such a way of life that you can't notice sunrise, birds, blue sky, because your whole mind is occupied in order to control and solve matters. Also, some people are very desperately praying about something, because faith prayer, usually they are full of peace and no tension, because this is a sign. Also, regarding the prayer, if a person constantly gives his advice to God, what God should do. Another one when you are not flexible in different situations, when things are changing, and you should change as well, but you need so much time. You can't adapt yourself to the situations. Another one is when you want to draw attention to yourself constantly during parties, meetings, and you feel that desire to say the last word. You feel like you're controlling situation in that case. Another thing is when you are ignoring other people, you keep silence and you say, I'm ignoring you in your mind and I will see how the things will end without me. Also, some people may be aggressive, start to walk, shout aggressively. Also, when people take responsibility and overdo it, when people overreact, when they receive notices from other people, reprimands. Usually controlling people, they can't admit that they were wrong. And it's very difficult for them to ask for forgiveness. They also don't want to receive teaching, because in their understanding, if they accept that they were wrong, they feel like losing control over you and situation. So many symptoms. I think that more or less we tend to control. We do not trust enough God and people. And if I recognize these things, my responsibility is to say, yes, God, I recognize myself and I don't want to stay in that position. Usually, results of staying in controlling position fruits are different sicknesses like migraine, depression, sleep disorders. Because if you are trying to control everything, like if your children have left your house to study somewhere and you are creating bad scenarios that something bad will happen to them, of course you shall not sleep because your brain does not relax. Your mind gets stuck. Also, panic attacks, because of the controlling power, or other different situations where you are afraid of not being able to control them. Your body, your brain have limits how much you can carry. Controlling people as a result, block God as well, because you, if you are controlling person, yourself want to put things into order. As a result, you can feel great loneliness because if something happens not according to your will and your plan, you start pushing other people. And it's very hard to stay along such person. There can be more results, but none of them is not God's will for anybody. God gave us a solution. Next Sunday, we will talk about solutions. This is the first part to be continued. Also, I want to mention four most important reasons. We shall read from Scripture. These are not all reasons, but I understand them today like this. I defined four Nobody decides to be unhealthy and controlling person. People become for the reason because of the schemes in understanding and thinking, and we need God's revelation to see them and to leave them. So the first is the fear. Disability to trust in God. Disability to trust in God that He controls your present and your future. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6 says, if God has closed the grass in the field, if He has clothed so beautifully, which now blooms, but tomorrow is put into fire, will He not take more care about you, you of little faith? Don't think that God doesn't know what you need, what your children's needs are. He knows that you need to eat to pay your bills. Therefore, it's been said, don't worry and don't ask what you shall eat, what you shall wear. Pagans are looking for these things, but your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. Therefore, search first of all for the kingdom of God. Do not be anxious of tomorrow. Tomorrow shall take care of itself. Every day has its task. We don't know how God's provision shall come, but God calls you to put your trust in Him. Say to yourself, now God is with me. He is real. He has eyes. He has ears. And He has a heart. And His heart is for you. And the other verse of Scripture, Psalm 55 says, give your burden to God. Give your burden to God. He shall not let you fall. Thinking with fear is against God's word. That's why we feel in bondage and we put others into bondage. I'll give you several examples of control which comes from fear. Usually fear comes because of past events which were painful. When you look at your future, you become over-attentive, expecting again something like that happen in your life. My recent event is related with my dog, 8 months old dog, which we go together for a walk in the fields around us. There is a small bridge. There are gaps in the bridge, and our dog has very thin legs. We were walking around, rejoicing, and suddenly I see that our dog got stuck in the bridge. His leg got stuck in the gap of the bridge. And he started asking for help. We went to draw him out. No broken legs, thanks to God. But after that event, all the times when we had to cross the bridge, I was walking differently. It was fixed in my mind that over-attentiveness. I was rejoicing before when I was crossing the bridge, but now when I'm crossing the bridge, because I had that event, I was imprisoned in my thoughts, in fear that something again can happen. Instead of rejoicing, seeing beautiful fields, I was in fear because something had happened. Usually, control starts act because of fear. For example, the whole family is going for a trip on holiday. Children, mother, father, you look at children and they are so happy. They are expecting about wonderful things. But mother and father, even if they are smiling, they are thinking about what is waiting ahead. Because last time they experienced troubles with hotel and they needed to find another hotel. Or maybe last time when they were on their trip, they lost their child and they experienced panic. And we can't change the past. But what will happen in the future? Will the enemy be able to take away your life? It depends on you. What conclusions you draw from it and what pattern of thinking you will form. It's not God's will to be afraid of future and control what is going to happen tomorrow. When I was a teenager, I experienced a lot of tragedies, so-called tragedies, with my friends. I used to be betrayed. They used to go to dancing and I was left. I remember one friend, which was like a sister for me. We're doing a lot of things together. We were one. And when we finished ninth grade, we gave oath to each other that we will stay together. If you go to study somewhere, I will go to study to the same place as you. We promised each other. And that summer, I went to visit my cousin, and after several months when I came back, I met my friend, which met another friend, and both of them also had boyfriends. And suddenly I found myself being the third, which had no boyfriend and had no friend. And being adult, I started to recognize today the symptoms I experience with my friends. For example, being adult, I had to give a call to one of my friends. I could be very tired, but every morning I had to somehow let them know about myself. If there was a party going on, I had to be present in that party. Or organize parties by myself. Because if I'm organizing, I definitely shall be in the party. And I started to recognize those things, that they are unhealthy. And God took me to my past and showed me that summer, that since that moment you took control into your hands, when you were absent for several months and when you came back, you didn't find your friend in the same place. So you might be adult, but act like a child. The beginning is to start to recognize symptoms, not to blame other people. because actually you do those things which you hate. You feel like forced, and there are reasons for that. And Holy Spirit wants to show you that. He wants to show you how to leave them. Maybe you fell in love and you failed. You will be afraid to trust again. If your spouse was not faithful to you, you will again try to check everything, his phone, pockets, shall try to smell him, maybe you will feel perfume of another woman. This is like hell. Just because your spouse did something bad, you can't change it. But it's not right to keep yourself in that prison and slavery. God wants you to rejoice and have plenty of life. Another reason. Might be that you're concentrated on yourself, being narcissistic or narcissism. A way of thinking, a scheme, when a person is thinking about himself, that he's at the center of the world. If he thinks in a certain way, everybody has think, have to think in the same way. Like infants who are shouting and crying with all their lungs because they want to eat or they want to play during night. It means mom also wants to play in the night. And all the moms say, oh, yes, yes, I know what you're talking about that. Some people stay in that stage, still infants, still in pampers, because he thinks about himself being very outstanding, and he learns to think that he is the only like that, and other people are not so significant like him. And if you will not do as he wants, you will suffer. It's very difficult to have such people in family and church. If a person doesn't want to solve this problem, doesn't want to change his thinking, usually another spirit, Jezebel's spirit, can join him. Usually those people don't understand that they have been controlled by that spirit. There are girls and boys player. They are called player. Love player. Which means that these people are good looking. They use their attraction in order to lure and control other people and get rid of them later. If you meet such people, reprimand them. Because if a guy during several years had 10 girls as his girlfriends, it means these people, when they need to be responsible, they usually get rid of other people. They are like infants. They don't value other people's lives and feelings and choices. Imagine that you have the whole family of narcissists. They go on biking trip, or they are trying to pick up the film to watch. So you can imagine what is the result. They become angry. They fall into conflicts. Because everybody wants to do what they want. Why should I do like you want, Mom? You always do as you want. And then Mom says, yes, it will be my will. And the father comes and says, the Bible says father is the highest authority. These are tragical relationships. There is no joy and no freedom. People can't express their understanding in such family. It's not God's will. Jacob, in his letter, says, if you in your hearts carry selfishness, bitterness, don't lie to truth. God is not talking only to you. Controlling person can't listen to other people's opinion. And Jacob says, this is not the wisdom that comes from heaven. This is demonic and earthly wisdom, because the result is bad works. We have to leave them. Is it useful for you? How do you think? Do you recognize it? Do you want to leave this condition? I want to leave it. The third reason is when controlling person claims ownership to other person. Like children, and you are the same person. You decide what occupation your children should choose. I'm not against advice, but parents who own children, they shall decide who shall be your spouse. They will give a call every week in order to hear you reporting about your week's events. You are an adult, but if you have a mom like this, you have fear, you don't feel free. Even if you are financially not dependable, you will have problems with your spouse as well, if you are a child of controlling parents. Very seldom fathers are controlling parents. Usually mothers are controlling parents. When you don't know how to separate yourself, mothers, listen. Pay attention. You have to take certain steps now in order to avoid in the future. For example, somebody asks, how your baby is doing? And the mom says, oh, now we are 1 month old. We have already got the first tooth. We have learned to sit on the toilet and to do something. No. It's not you who learned to sit on the toilet and your mouth is full of teeth and maybe some have fallen out. Maybe you are 45 years old now and you have to learn to distinguish yourself from your child. The child has the first tooth and he learned to sit on the toilet, not you. His desires are not your desires. Of course, you are responsible for solving some problems in his life, but you have to learn to distinguish yourself from him. You help him to grow in this way. You shall be the best advisor and friend to him. Ownership, as if children are totally yours, is dangerous. While consulting people, I saw when wife asks for help, because she talks with the mom, or she sees when husband talks with mom, and a person changes completely because destruction comes. We will talk next time about it, how to find solution. I pray God's fear to come into your life if you are a controlling person.
Toks net pasakymas, tarkim, einam prie auklybos būdų, tevams aš nežinau kaip jums, bet aš esu girdėjus tokių
I have heard different situations when a parent says to his child, we shall do it like this, and they ask children why we shall do it this way. And the father or mother answers, just because I said you shall do it in this way. This behavior just irritates children. Children, toddlers, often ask those questions, why, about life. And it's a normal thing to explain to children the reason why. But if we own children, we don't give explanation. Children become like objects. It's not right. It's a destructive way. Like employers also may treat their employees like objects. Because they are my property, so to say. I can push them as I want because I am employer. When you deal with furniture like this, it's okay, but not with people. When we forget that people have feelings, families, circumstances, when we start pushing them, just because you pay salary, you don't have right to push a person. I have a right to be respected. If I am employee, if you are employer, stop acting like this. Or if you are a cell leader, or if you are a friend, you can make other friend your property. If you don't want, let her talk to somebody else, or you want to give your confirmation for her to visit another friend. All people belong to God, the same as you. Therefore, you can't own anybody. It's not God's will. In the first letter of Peter, you can find description. You who are fathers, parents, lead, not like lords, for those who are given to you. People were entrusted to you. So be as an example to the flock. You, employer, if you are God's child, be an example. Lead, but not like Lord. If you are a leader or parent, don't act like Lord. Don't silence people. But be an example how to respect each other, especially to your children. If parents are shouting at each other, children will shout as well. And the last, which I want to mention, is something what we have learned from somebody else's example. If you saw an employer acting like this, controlling, we unconsciously take the same structure of leading, of perverted relationship. In my generation, I haven't seen this. Maybe I would have done it. But my parents, their generation, was living like this. If you go to the house, husband brings money and gives to his wife. She takes it, keeps it. And then husband comes and asks his wife to give some money to buy cigarettes or beer. Usually children will act the same. For me, this model was very funny, and I don't do it in my family. We tend to repeat examples. So if you can see certain things that my mom and father were doing it, and I keep doing it unconsciously, then we need to go to freedom. I think we shall stop here today. I gave you a lot of information. When we encounter the system of unhealthy control, it might be a mix of different reasons. And you were listening to my talk, and you recognized a lot of different things. I have good news to you. Don't get scared. Little by little, step by step, God will guide you to freedom. If you make decision that you don't want to stay in that condition, I want to change my life, my way of thinking, to leave those schemes, God has prepared for you the whole plan of salvation. We will try to do it all other following 3 Sundays. This is the trip of your lifetime. You are a winner. even if you have a lot of things not solved, but you make small step every day, you are a winner. With faith and hope, let us look at our future. I shall finish with a short prayer. You can close your eyes. Let yourself to God. I will pray for you. Father, I thank you that you are merciful, that you care about me and my family. Thank you that you have solution for me, future. And no bondage of control are not able to keep me because you are my power to break free. I let myself into your hands and I proclaim I don't want to stay as a prisoner and keep other people as prisoners. Jesus, whatever it is it fear, things I learned, ownership or concentration on myself? Maybe I can't define them, but you, Holy Spirit, are able to reveal it to us and inspire us. Step by step, you can heal me and put into new beginning of life. Life which is according to God's word, which is surrendered to the breath of Holy Spirit. It is available to us all. You paid the price for us to be free from lie, and we were not able to free ourselves, and all the church says amen. Amen. Say, I have hope. Say, I have hope. And this hope is in you, Jesus Christ. And this hope is in you, Christ.